Monday, May 25th, 4:30 p.m. in my bedroom. Today, it was raining like crazy, which meant I was trapped inside the house with my nutty family. I decided to spend some quality time lounging in bed, writing in my diary about you-know-who, while nibbling on chocolate. So I brought out my secret stash of candy. I actually had to keep it hidden, or Brianna would gobble up every last piece in less than 60 seconds. Hey, I've seen her do it. Twice! I guess Mom wanted to take full advantage of the rainy day, so she decided we needed to have some family sharing time. Now it's time for board game madness, she announced cheerfully as we finished lunch. Is everybody ready for fun, fun, fun? I guess no one was ready for fun, 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 because the room was suddenly so quiet, you could hear the rainwater gurgling into the sewer drains outside. On second thought, that sound was Brianna greedily guzzling a glass of Princess Sugar Plum Punch. I really wish I could join the fun, dear, Dad exclaimed. But the big championship game is about to come on. Same here, Mom. I'd love to play an exciting board game with you, I lied. But my fave reality show, My Very Rich and Trashy Life, will be on soon. And it's the thrilling finale. As soon as Dad and I got up from the table to leave, Mom shot us her evil, sit your butts back down if you know what's good for you, look. So, of course, we quickly returned to our chairs and sat down. It's never a good idea to tick off Mom. As the wise old saying goes, if Mom's not happy, then nobody's happy. Which is actually just the trendier, mommy power version of the wise old saying, misery loves company.
Yay! It's board game madness! Brianna cheered. I'll go get a really fun board game. Be right back.
Mom escorted Dad and me into the family room like a seasoned prison guard. I almost expected her to handcuff us to the couch to prevent us from attempting a dangerous, felonious act like turning on the TV. About 5 minutes later, Brianna came skipping into the room with a small bag behind her back and an old pizza box covered in finger paint and glitter.
Look at this! I made my own game. It's called Brianna's Funnest Game Ever. You're gonna love it. Can we play it? Can we, Mom? Please?
Brianna pleaded.
We'd love to play your game, sweetheart. Mom smiled. It's going to be fun.
Brianna opened her pizza box. Inside was a handmade game board with random squares and colorful crayon scribbles that made no sense whatsoever. I couldn't tell which direction to move or where the finish line was. It looked like she'd just chewed up some crayons and spit them out on the paper with her eyes closed.
Okay, I'm gonna be the game boss. Brianna announced. Daddy, you can be the paperclip, and Mommy, you can be the penny.
She handed them their game pieces.
Cool! I get to be the cute Barbie shoe, I smiled, picking up a tiny pink sparkly high heel.
Nuh-uh,
Brianna grunted and snatched it right out of my hand.
That's mine! Remember, it's my game! I made it, so I'm the boss of it.
Then she stuck her tongue out at me. I folded my arms and glared at her.
Then what am I supposed to use to play your game?
There's nothing left, I grumbled. Brianna checked inside the box, and sure enough, there weren't any more game pieces. But she just shrugged her shoulders at me like it wasn't her problem. That's when I got a brilliant idea.
Oh no! It looks like I won't be able to play your game, Brianna. I'm so disappointed.
I pretend pouted like I was about to cry.
I guess I'll just have to go watch the finale of My Very Rich and Trashy Life while you guys have all the fun. But I'll get over it. Bye.
Hey, wait a minute.
Brianna grinned as she peeled off a moldy piece of pepperoni that was stuck to the bottom of the box.
Here, Nikki. This is your game piece.
Ew.
I don't want that nasty thing, I shrieked.
But it's the best one,
Brianna exclaimed.
If you get hungry and want a snack, you can chew on it. Then, when it's your turn to move again, you just put the pepperoni back on the game board. I bet you can chew it for hours, just like gum.
That's when I threw up in my mouth a little.
Mom,
I whined, waiting for her to intervene.
Nikki, you're spoiling the fun, Mom lectured.
Brianna worked really hard on this game, so simmer down. Just take the pepperoni and try to be a good sport, okay? I begrudgingly picked up my nasty pepperoni, trying to avoid the fuzzy mold, and dropped it on the start box, which was misspelled stat.
Mommy, you go first, Brianna said.
Mom rolled the dice and moved four spaces.
Now this is the fun part,
Brianna squealed and pulled out a stack of index cards written in black marker in her sloppy handwriting.
You have to do whatever the card says.
However, instead of taking a card from the top of the stack, Brianna quickly sorted through them until she found one she liked.
Here, Mommy, this is your card.
Mom read the card.
You are nice and pretty, like Princess Sugarplum. Move forward 7 spaces.
How sweet.
Mom smiled and moved her penny 7 spaces. This game is fun.
Okay, Daddy, your turn,
Brianna chirped. Dad rolled the die and moved 5 spaces. Then Brianna selected a card. Dad read,
Today is your lucky day. Do the hokey pokey and then move ahead 6 spaces.
Woohoo! Dad exclaimed. He hopped to his feet and did a rendition of the hokey pokey that included the chicken dance and some moves he stole from a Justin Bieber video.
Ugh.
Now I'll never be able to enjoy that video again without thinking of Dad's hokey pokey. Next, it was my turn. I tossed the die and moved 3 spaces.
Uh-oh,
Brianna said, reading the card she had selected for me. She handed it to me, and I read it out loud. You are ugly and eat boogers. You lose a turn. Sorry.
What? I shouted. That's not fair. Why do I have to be the ugly booger-eating loser?
Because it's my game, And I make the rules,
Brianna said, all snotty-like, with her hand on her hip. Okay, fine, I grumped. I thought this was supposed to be fun. I was so over Brianna's stupid game.
Hey, everyone, now it's my turn,
Brianna giggled. She rolled the die and moved her Barbie shoe 3 spaces.
Now I get a card,
she said, as she quickly sorted through the stack until she found one she liked.
A goody. My card says, you are the bestest player and get to have 3 pieces of candy from the jackpot candy stash. Congratulations.
What? Jackpot candy stash? I exclaimed.
This one, Brianna answered as she grabbed the plastic bag and opened it.
I almost had a heart attack.
Inside was my precious candy stash.
That bratty little thief had snuck into my room and stolen my entire stash of candy? No way, I protested.
I hate this cruddy game. Give me back my candy, Brianna.
Oh, come on, Nikki. It's just candy. You can always get more, Dad scolded me. Let's just try to have fun playing your little sister's game.
I agree. This is an opportunity for you to be an excellent role model for Brianna. So try not to be a sore loser, Mom admonished me. It's no wonder I had a really bad attitude about the whole thing. Every time it was my turn, I ended up with a stupid card that said something like,
you got cooties without a cootie shot. Go to jail, sorry.
Or,
you stinks really bad and need a bath. Go back to start and then lose a turn. Sorry.
And whenever it was Brianna's turn, she got to eat several more pieces of my candy. I sat there glaring at the 3 of them in complete disgust. I couldn't believe I was being forced by my very own parents to watch my bratty sister devour my candy during the finale of my very rich and trashy life. I was very tempted to call the authorities and report them for child abuse. Finally, Brianna had made an ingenious plan to get her grubby little hands on my property. By the end of the game, my sister had eaten almost half of my candy. She had chocolate all over her face and hands and was looking a little queasy.
Oh, my tummy. Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Goodness, I think this game has gotten completely out of hand, Mom said, looking a bit flustered. Dad scooped Brianna up off the floor. You've had way too many sweets, young lady. I think you need to get some rest to cure that tummy ache.
But I want to keep playing, she whined in a weak voice. I never get to eat as much of Nikki's candy as I want.
Aha! Just as I had suspected. The whole point of Brianna's game was to get into my stash, and Mom and Dad had fallen for it. I'll give Brianna points for being a pigtailed evil genius in pink My Little Pony sneakers, but I refuse to feel all that sorry for her. The next time we have board game madness, we're going to play a rigged game my way. My board game will be called Broccoli-opoly, and it'll feature all the foods that Brianna hates. Watch your back, little sister, you're going to get a big, green, nasty payback. And it's going to be healthy. I can't wait to give Brianna a special card that says, "Today is your lucky day. You get to drink a gallon of green smoothie. Sorry." And who knows, if I'm feeling really vengeful, I just might toss in some moldy pepperoni for extra flavor. Anyway, since my very rich and trashy life is over, I might as well try to finish the homework I've been procrastinating all weekend. I'm actually looking forward to school tomorrow. I'll finally get to meet the NHH exchange student, Andrea. It's going to be fun. School!